welcome to another Facebook Live chat. I'm excited to be here and look forward to connecting with each one of you. As I'm sitting here, I don't know if you can see the Believe or molecules wafting over from this diffuser, which is sitting here just because, what can I say? Just because. And I'm going to use a few of the oils that again, right now, before playing the bowl, while we allow a little time for some people to get online. Some people, newer people, probably don't realize that I start 3 minutes early. I start at 10:57 so that we can actually begin the chat at 11 o'clock. So, as always, I'm going to use my sacred mountain. Get that connection. What is your favorite essential oil for connecting? For getting that connection with your creator, that connection with your source, that connection that will allow you to understand and to listen to your heart rather than the logical brain. I'm also going to utilize copaiba. This has become one of my favorite grounding essential oils. Now, of course, we have grounding blend, which I dearly love and use quite frequently. However, copaiba seems to be jumping out at me more and more. Those beautiful, I see them as sparkling apricot, pale apricot fragrances. So I'm going to apply that to remain grounded throughout this entire video. And I'm also going to apply present time, which has become, I think for the past 2 years, this has been the blend that I kind of have relied upon most to be in the present moment, which has been a challenge for me for most of my life, if not all of my life, because I chose to live in the past or to plan for the future rather than living in the present moment. So I'm going to apply present time. I need to get another bottle of present time. Onto my wrist, my ears, breathing it in, intending to remain in the present moment. And I see that the clock has just turned over till 11 o'clock. And I'm going to begin by tapping the Tibetan bowl, which is that bowl, the bowl that has just been so meaningful for me throughout my entire process of developing Rainbow Healing System, which began, well, I bought this bowl in 1998, and that was when my tremendous transformation began. So use whatever essential oils you have chosen to use for this particular time, and just breathe in those frequencies, breathe in the frequencies of this bowl. I'm going to see if she will play today. We will see whether that happens or not. But if not, I will just give her a few taps. welcome once again. And what kind of week have you had? Has it been an interesting week? There's so many different kinds of energies out there. And this morning, I chose to talk about the title that I chose came to me in the middle of the night, Friday night. I woke up thinking of fireworks in the sky. There have been so many planetary things happening that many people have talked about fireworks, that there's just so much activity up in the skies of the way the planets are moving now and the frequencies that they are generating that will affect every one of us. So as always, I select cards with the intent right during the morning of Sunday mornings. I select the cards with intent of my focus for this video. And to my surprise, they turned out to be very different from what I expected when I used the name fireworks in the sky. Now, the fireworks in the sky probably came from an experience I had Friday morning at sunrise doing my rainbow qigong. And if time permits, I may share that experience. It is my intent that that's what I'm going to do today, although we know that I often change as I'm talking. So we will see what comes out. At any rate, I muscle tested. I used my kinesiology to determine how many cards. One card, two cards, three cards, more than three. Well, I tested two cards. So then I tested which groups they should come from, because in our app they are separated, and I often separate mine because it makes them easier to find if I'm looking for particular cards. So the first card that came out, I muscle test, and as I said, I use my kinesiology, and then but I don't look at the cards. I don't turn them over until I've selected the focus, that both of them are all three, however many I'm choosing. So the first card that I turned over was the air element. Now, some of you may be getting tired of hearing about the air element, because I have selected that over and over and over. In fact, the air element and the water element seem to be the two that keep coming up over and over and over again for me over the past weeks. And to me, this is all about the flow. The flow of new ideas in, the flow of the old things out. Gaining clarity as the air removes all of the cobwebs, so to speak. So we're getting greater clarity, and we're also keeping that gentle flow. This is, some of you may be tired of this as well, but this is one of the beautiful mandalas that were created by Adit, one of our staff members at Fuller Life Bali. And he generated these beautiful mandalas because they are laminated. The lights kind of give them a funny sheen on the video, so I have to hold them at an angle. But this particular one was colored by another staff member, IU. And it just really spoke to me this morning so that I would show it to you. It is all about that gentleness, that gentle flow, not things that are violent, but still sweeping away the things that are no longer required and bringing in the new things gently. Do you think of purple, of lavender and jasmine, the frequencies that anchor these, that hold these same similar frequencies? Do you think of them as being gentle, or do you think of them as being harsh? Well, that's tying in the other card was disentanglement, and I will attempt to get to that one later. It all depends upon time, because you know I don't like to go over time. I get on at 10:57, and I attempt to be off by 10:20 at the very, very latest. So, fireworks in the sky. Well, Friday morning, I had an amazing experience at sunrise as I was doing my rainbow qigong. And many of you have experienced rainbow qigong with me, either through the videos, the older videos, just made some new videos for our brand new refresh challenge. However, the rainbow qigong practice, during that, I opened my curtains. Many times I'd keep the curtains closed or come downstairs. Normally I had been coming downstairs to do my rainbow qigong in the mornings, but this particular morning, and each morning since, I have opened my curtains because it has been right about as sunrise was beginning. And as I watched the various stages of the sun rising off of the horizon, rising up in the sky, the colors that were generated was absolutely spectacular. And it was like, as I did the different practices of the qigong, of the rainbow qigong, it was as if it was in harmony, total harmony with what was happening at this sunrise. It was a life-changing moment, but it certainly was, and it may be a life-changing moment because it was totally encompassing every aspect of my being. And I realized later in contemplation, I thought, When I thought of the idea of fireworks in the sky, that's what it was like. It occurred to me that fireworks may affect different people in different ways. How do you perceive fireworks? Do you perceive them as a gentleness? A gentle array of gentle frequencies moving out? Or do you associate them with power, with magnitude, with perhaps even aggression? And this really made me delve into my own personal thoughts, which may have nothing to do with your own personal thoughts. But this is all about my intent right now, is to encourage each one of you to delve into your personal feelings. Each of us has personal feelings quite different from those of anyone else, and our feelings are connected to our experiences. Now, my personal thing, which surprised me that I associated fireworks with what I was seeing, because fireworks to me are scary, okay? They generate feelings of aggression in me. This goes back to 1996. When I had very emotional time associated with fireworks. And that has stuck with me through all of these years since 1996. Most of you were not even alive back then. So I'm sorry, you can see how that emotion is hardwired into our brains. Our feelings are our responses, okay, to those emotions. So what I realized in this experience on Friday morning, doing these Rainbow Qigong practices while witnessing this particular sunrise, was that we can change. We can disentangle ourselves from those feelings that we, those emotions, those feelings that may have carried through, had affected a lot, so much of our energy throughout the years. So it occurred to me what we're actually doing. I'm going to kind of move away from this a little bit because I have not really given you that visual other than as you experience a sunrise, watching the whole experience of the sun coming up over the horizon, rising up, the clouds coming across, because there are clouds that come in just like the darker frequencies. However, these clouds created beautiful colors. They generated these colors. And as you are looking at this, realizing that the beauty that comes from the dissonance of these clouds may far surpass anything that you could have imagined previously. So with that in mind, I'm going to, I have my little, my butterfly, my iridescent crystal butterfly, which has these opalescent rainbow tones. And the butterfly symbolizes to me transformation, metamorphosis. What is more amazing than a caterpillar that weaves its own cocoon around itself and is inside this semi-permeable cocoon, transforming every single cell of its being as it goes into that cocoon? It is separating itself from the frequencies of dissonance. The cocoon protects it. And that is what we're doing when we create what I have called our sacred space many, many years. This is what we're doing. We're weaving our cocoon around ourselves. This is not keeping things out that we require. It is a place of safety, a place where we can allow the flow of the things that will create harmony inside. The transformative process, the metamorphosis, is likely quite painful. I've not experienced what a caterpillar experiences, at least not in this memory, in this lifetime. It can't be all joy and feel good and happiness. However, what is on the other side may be far more magnificent than what we could possibly have dreamed about. Could that caterpillar have possibly dreamed of flying away, that beautiful butterfly with the opalescent colors, being able to fly with the same DNA, the same things rewoven differently. So as we weave our own cocoon and release our expectations about what can happen, what is possible, get into the present moment, maintaining our connection, our heart connection with our Creator, and just allowing ourselves to transform. Who knows what beautiful fireworks we will see in the sky. So, as you go through this week, I encourage you, never, ever, ever forget to believe that something wonderful is about to happen. And I look forward to seeing you next week.